Hello, good morning. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Calvin England?
This is.
I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
I think it's about 38.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10, you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay, extremely motivated. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Yeah, that's a trick question. What's the
maybe somewhat, somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Let's go somewhat satisfied.
Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important to you. I have protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence, healthcare costs, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, improving K-12 public school education, climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security, gun regulation and reform, and lastly, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or inflation and the economy.
I'm going to have to say protecting democracy. None of the rest matters if that doesn't work.
And just let me find the protecting our democracy, okay, and freedoms. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? And is that strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly disapproved.
And generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's been getting better.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'm not sure. I honestly...
Based on what you know about race relations, what do you think? Getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'm going to say staying about the same, because for every game on one side, there's losses on the other.
Okay. And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I don't, understandably.
Okay. Not at all?
Right.
And how often will you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, or not at all?
Not often.
And how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very, or not at all?
Very concerned.
And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one, Cornel West, from 0 to 100. How would you rate him?
You mean Kanye West?
Cornel West. Do you recognize the name?
Cornel
West?
I do not.
From 0 to 100?
Or
oh, okay. And the next one? Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
Let's see. I'm going to have to say maybe a 65.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. How will you rate that, from 0 to 100?
Come again?
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. Are you familiar with the organization? Or never heard of?
I'm not.
Okay. The Republican Party, from 0 to 100? How would you rate that? In general, the Republican Party.
In general, I would have to say maybe 10%.
10?
10,
okay. The next one, Tim Scott. Do you recognize the name? Tim Scott?
I don't think so.
Okay. The National Rifle Association, or NRA, from 0 to 100?
I would have to say 0.
0. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
0.
And Black Lives Matter. Okay, 0. And Black Lives Matter, the organization, from 0 to 100?
I would have to say about 80%.
80%, okay. Thank you so much. I know it is still a long way up, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Definitely Joe.
If the election were held today.
Yeah, if it were held today.
Okay, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Correct. Joe.
Oh, Joe Biden, okay. And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat, not so worried, or not at all? Okay.
Okay, sorry, can you repeat the question?
No problem. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat, not so worried, or not at all?
Very worried.
And now I would like to read some statements about different issues in America. And for each one, please just tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement, okay? The first one.
Okay.
Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Strongly agree with that. Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
The next one, America's diversity makes it stronger.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Strongly agree.
And the last three, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans.
Strongly agree.
The next one, abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
And the last one, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I think that is misunderstood. Racism is racism.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. What do you think? Strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Yeah, I know. I've got to answer the question the way that it's stated. I get it. But I disagree with the premise of the question.
But just strongly disagree or somewhat? Hello?
I'm still here. I'm just... It's like trying to fit a square into a circle, you know? It doesn't fit, because...
Yeah, I don't believe
in, like, the terminology.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm in public, and I'm not always comfortable talking about things in public. But the way that I see it is racism occurs when anyone of any race discriminates against anyone else of a different race, regardless of any of the races involved. Therefore,
right.
I don't believe in white reverse okay. racism.
I understand, but is specific in this statement, are you agree with this statement or disagree?
That reverse racism is a problem?
No, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree?
I'm going to disagree.
And somewhat
disagree
or strongly? Just somewhat. Is that okay? Okay.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, strongly disagree. I'm sorry. And now... I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country, and please tell me which you agree with more, okay? Statement A, some people say America's strength is diversity. We are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the idea that people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our difference. We need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. This is the statement A.
Okay.
Or the statement B.
Okay.
Other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools
it's
that
going to be A.
rather than educate. Okay, I understand, but please let me finish. I need to read everything verbatim, and I will go fast. Okay, thank you. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Still with A?
Yes.
Statement A. Okay, and much more or somewhat more with A?
Strongly with A.
Okay, thank you. And now we're 70% of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your kindness to help us. And we're almost done. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. And please rate each other on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you think it's extremely important. 5, you think it's somewhat important, and 0 means you don't think it's important at all. The first one is religious freedom. From 0 to 10, how important?
I'm going to say very important. What was the scale again?
Is that a 10? Yeah, 10, extremely important. 5,
yeah.
Somewhat important, and 0, not at all. But you can use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm going to say about 9.
9. The next one, quality K through 12 education. How important from 0 to 10?
Can you repeat that one?
Yes. Quality K through 12 education.
Quality K through 12 education?
Yes.
10.
How important is that from 0 to 10? 10. Okay. Free and fair elections from 0 to 10?
10.
Affordable healthcare?
I'm going to say about 9.
A strong military?
Maybe 8.
How important? 8. Secure borders, how important? From 0 to 10.
Maybe about a 5.
A fair and equitable court system, from 0 to 10.
I didn't understand that one. What?
A fair and equitable court system.
Oh, that's got to be a 10.
Okay. And traditional family values, from 0 to 10. How important?
Maybe a 3.
Okay. And finally, this is basically the last part of the survey. I'm going to read you 2 brief statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. And again, rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5, you somewhat agree with the statement. And 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. The first one, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10?
I
remember
10.
Strongly agree with the statement, okay? And the last one?
Yeah.
America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10? Agree or
10.
Disagree with? Okay, strongly agree. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated. Is that a 10? Okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and we're done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year of schooling?
Yeah, one
time. I've got a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
I do not.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'd have to say another trick question because that window is very different in the U.S.
Okay.
As far as U.S. politics is concerned, I would be considered liberal, but for the rest of the world, I'd be moderate, or maybe
okay,
the rest of the developed world.
Personally, how would you describe yourself?
Moderate.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever? Or never?
Did you say church services?
Church or religious services?
Never.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I would say suburban.
And the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, yes or no?
Yes.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye.